Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WrestleChat Radio. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of WrestleChat Radio's weekly wrap-up. Marcus Kane coming to you live from the SBTV studios right here in New York. And we will be doing a very shortened episode of our weekly wrap-up today, thanks to some very inclement weather here. Heavy winds have knocked out some of the internet, and I'm told that in a few minutes, we are probably going to be experiencing some temporary outages while things are repaired. So we're going to try to sneak in as much of this show as we can before they start taking apart the wires around here. Anyway, folks, we want to start out with the tragic news, of course, that Leaping Lanny Poffo, brother, of course, of the Macho Man Randy Savage, has passed away at age 68. There is no cause of death listed. I do know that someone who knew him very well said he was having some issues with breathing due to allergies, and he was suffering from some breathing issues. I don't know if that contributed to it. I'm just guessing. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with the family, and it's a terrible, terrible tragedy, going way too young. He was a guy I met once, actually, and got to talk to very, very briefly, and was very articulate, loved wrestling, was very, very wise to the business, as you might imagine he would be, and someone who definitely whose mind will be missed in the business of professional wrestling. Now let's start out with something very interesting, and that is apparently WrestleMania plans have changed for at least one top star. And that top star is Gunther, who they had penciled in to face Brock Lesnar. If you remember when they squared off against each other at the Rumble, the crowd went nuts in anticipation that this could potentially be the matchup for WrestleMania. But I'm told this is no longer the plan. The plan will instead be a three-way dance between himself. Wow, the wind is literally hurricane force here, folks. A three-way dance between himself, Drew McIntyre, and Sheamus. That should be some hard-hitting affair. Obviously, it'll be for the title, I would imagine. So that will be a very interesting matchup, and I'm told that that now is pretty much written in stone, which means that Brock Lesnar will be freed up to face Bobby Lashley one more time, which does make sense. And we're going to run through some of the other potential WrestleMania matchups here in a minute. But first, let me say this. I think that when we start running through these, you're going to be a little disappointed in a couple of them the way I was. Let's give it time to see if a storyline plays out that's going to make it better. Because I know there's a couple here that one being Damage Control. Tag team champions will be taking on, apparently, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. Now, that doesn't sound on paper like a very good matchup, folks. Sounds like a squash match to me. And I'm not sure that that's something that the fans want to see. But the one that has struck me that I really do not like, and I mean absolutely no disrespect to the person I'm going to mention, because I think, given time, he's going to be a fantastic professional wrestler, if that's what he chooses to do. But I'm hearing Logan Paul versus Seth Rollins. And I have to tell you that Seth Rollins, again, no knock to Logan Paul. Seth Rollins deserves better than that. Seth Rollins is your most popular guy in this company. And if you can't do better than a thrown-together feud with a guy who's had three matches at the biggest event that you have, if that's the best you can do for Seth Rollins, that's a shame. That's a damn shame. Now, I'm not saying it won't be a good match. It probably will be a very, very good match. But I think that Seth Rollins has earned a much more important place on the card this year than probably second or third match up with Logan Paul, Mike. That one bothers me.
That one bothers me too. But, you know, we knew that the way they were going with Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey is they were going to make those ladies a tag team anyway. They weren't going to make them a pseudo group anyway. You know, so that sort of makes sense, even though you don't. I mean, yeah, you know, we've talked ad nauseum about damage control and how basically what's her name, Bailey's carrying the group, and the other two don't have any sort of personality and all that stuff, or charisma, or both. You know, so I mean, if all this is to get those belts off of these two women to eventually break this group up, I'm all for it, because Bailey needs to be off by herself.
Yeah, I guess. You know, again, I don't even know why Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler want the tag team titles, and who are you gonna put them against? Seems like a worthless match, Tom, and it also seems like a very, very minor match for Seth Rollins, who has arguably become the most popular guy in the company.
For a guy who didn't have a match, quote unquote, at WrestleMania last year, until the night of, and he faced Cody Rhodes and lost. And then he's just basically like, Logan Paul had his debut at WrestleMania. I'm not taking anything away from him athletically, but the dude, he doesn't belong in there with Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. I'm sorry. That's ludicrous to me. I just think they could have done a lot better for Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins fans sing his song throughout his match. And he's just, he's got money written all over him. If you throw him in the, you know, he should have been put in the championship match with Roman. But as for Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey winning the tag championships, they would have done, the fans deserve better, that we've been screaming for I don't know how long, that Shayna Baszler gets wrapped up every single week. And she's a world beater. She starts beating down somebody and threatens to break their arm. Oops, wrap up, and that's them. Ronda Rousey has been gone from SmackDown for a couple of weeks, ever since Charlotte Flair came back. You're going to throw them together for the tag championship? Why don't you have them feud? It's a lot better. It's a lot more interesting. Build up that feud. Fans have been waiting for it for a long time, and I think it's about time.
No, I agree. You know, again, the women's tag team match doesn't bother me anywhere near as much as Seth Rollins getting Logan Paul, Todd, because I just think that's a minor match at WrestleMania.
Well, you're absolutely right there, like you said. Like you said about Seth Rollins and Logan Paul, it sounds like Seth Rollins is disrespected of a lower mid-card match. He should have been in the...
Yeah, see, that's my agreement with you. It's almost like a little disrespect. What happens if something goes wrong and Logan Paul ends up going to jail? Or at the end of the day, Logan Paul just does a match here and a match there, and that's who Seth Rollins has got to face? Wow. For a guy who became the most popular guy in the company these last few months, I don't feel that that's a great match for him. I'm sorry. Now, it might end up being a great match, but it's not an important match. And Seth Rollins should be having an important match at WrestleMania, in my opinion. Let's get to the Ric Flair thing, because I don't know how many moments we have left. We were asking, did we set the 15 minutes for this show on purpose? Yes, because if you set 15 minutes, you can do 18, you can do 22, you can do 31. You can run over if you set 15. If you set anything else, that's it. So not knowing how long until they start tinkering with things, I figured this was the best thing to do. Ric Flair recently said that he does not feel that AEW any longer, at least, is any serious competition to the WWE, and went so far as to say, when is the last time you heard anyone even mention AEW? Everyone's talking about WWE. Everyone's talking about the bloodline. Everyone's talking about this and that from the WWE, and you're not hearing the buzz that you used to hear about AEW. truthfully, he's right. Truthfully, he's right. Remember when it used to be a big buzz about AEW? Oh, they're bringing in this guy. Oh, they're bringing in that guy. The guild has gone off that now. And people are just like, yeah, whatever. Tony Khan knows this, and that's why he's announced that they're going to start doing house shows in March. In March, they're literally taking things on tour. So they may be coming to your town. From what I'm hearing, they're going to try to hit as many places as they can and try to expand their audience, which is a really good idea, Mike, because thus far they have not been successful in doing that.
Yeah, they need to go on the road, and they need to do these house shows, and they need, I mean, Tony Schiavone and what's his name come from the era of house, and Jim Ross come from the era of the house shows, less so with Taz and people like that, but they come from the era of the house shows, and they know how back then how important house shows are, and particularly to a young-ish company like the WWE can survive without house shows. It really can. It
right.
doesn't need house shows, you know?
Right.
Whereas TNA and ROH, when they get going, if they ever get going, and of course, NWA and others, they need these house shows. They need them because that's where they try people out, and that's why they try storylines out, and that's why they say, okay, we're gonna start you on a winning streak and see how the fans respond to you.
Oh, absolutely. They use the house shows for, yeah, exactly. They use the house shows to, you know, as a test pattern many times. Now, Derek is saying, you know, the Cody Rhodes thing about whether he's the guy or not, wouldn't the fans be more likely to stick with him because he wrestled through an injury, gave the fans what they wanted, and wouldn't it be kind of callous if the fans turned on him, and what incentive would that be for wrestlers to wrestle injured? Well, number one, there is no incentive for wrestlers to wrestle injured. They're not even allowed to wrestle injured. The only reason Cody Rhodes was allowed to do it is because the doctor told him this could not get any worse. There's no way you can injure it worse. There's nothing else can be done. It's completely off the bone, so it is what it is. It's not going to get any worse. Number two, yes, they will turn on him. Yes, they will. I guarantee you, if those were the last two people in the Rumble, you would have been hearing all of the Seth Rollins sing song, and Cody Rhodes would have got booed if he threw him over the top. That's why he didn't. WWE knows that. It's a very fickle business, and the problem with Cody Rhodes is, unless he comes out as the underdog, he's not a guy that typically you're going to get behind. And unfortunately, after WrestleMania, he's not going to be the underdog. So then it's going to be, oh, everything's being handed to Cody. We're sick of him. We're tired of everything. Oh, my God, he's got to lay down for Cody. This guy's got to lay down for Cody. I'm telling you, it's not going to work. Cody's not the guy. He wasn't the guy when he was there before. He wasn't the guy in AEW, and he owned the place virtually. I mean, Tony Khan technically did, but Cody started it and was the head of it. And he couldn't be the head of it in his own company. How the hell is he going to be the head of it in WWE? He's not. Not because he's not a nice guy or a good wrestler, because he doesn't have that intangible whatever that makes the crowd want to cheer for him all the time. So we'll tell you right now, we're going to run over the 15-minute mark. We'll go as long as we can before we're basically blacked out. If you're in the chat room, you might have to come and listen to it somewhere else, because I don't know if the chat room's going to stay live. I don't know how that works. But we'll find out. Anyway, folks, for the benefit of everybody who's listening, just stay listening. You should be fine, and maybe we'll get an extra 5, 10, 20 minutes. Who knows how long we'll get. But, yeah, the Cody Rhodes thing is interesting, because no matter how you slice it, he hasn't been able to prove in any tangible way that he's the man, not even in his own federation. Fans turned on him, right? What would make you think the WWE fans would not do the same thing? It's not a matter of doing it right away. Is he long-term for the next couple of years? Is he the guy? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. As a matter of fact, Mike, I think that it's going to be shorter than a couple of years. If they give Cody that title, which they very well may at WrestleMania, I wonder how long before the fans start to resent Cody Rhodes.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And we know that at some point, we know what's going to happen at some point, that they're going to turn the bloodline. Now, granted, I'm hearing and I've seen different things on YouTube as well, that this whole thing with Jay walking out is the beginning of another long-term, semi-long-term storyline, which will maybe end up at WrestleMania or something with him facing Roman Reigns, you know, in a match. Maybe not for the title, but in a match, okay? Or maybe not in WrestleMania, maybe the pay-per-view after that, you know. This is a storyline where they say it's a storyline where Roman Reigns is pulling some backstage power play moves and this whole and is a firing thing, but it's kayfabe firing, right? You know, where he leaves the WWE and he comes back months later, whatever, you know. So yeah, this could be good, you know. And if it leads to the point of where he wins, Cody wins a championship, and then Jay goes off and he chases Cody. Well, again, it's gonna be like Roman Reigns and what's his name, because at Seth Rollins is. Jay is going to be cheered and Cody is not.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. Let's just assume for a minute, because I have to think that Cody Rhodes is probably going to win at WrestleMania, at least the way it looks now. Fans start booing him before WrestleMania, he may not. But if the fans keep giving him the same reaction they've been giving him, then he'll probably win at WrestleMania. Then who's his next contender? Who's the big guy that's going to step up? Who's it going to be? Cody Rhodes versus who? It better not be Seth Rollins, because I'm telling you, Cody will be booed. And I don't know what's going to happen with Jey Uso, but I've been told that it's written in rock that it's Jey and Jimmy Uso against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at WrestleMania, which means that either Jey's climbing back on board or he's going to reluctantly defend the belt. I don't know which storyline plays out. But I don't think Cody's the guy, for the simple reason that once you get past Roman Reigns, who's the next guy that's going to have heat enough to make Cody a really popular or a guy that you want to root for? Who's he going to fight, Tom? I mean, I don't see anybody on the horizon that would be there except for Seth Rollins, and Seth is more popular.
Yeah, I mean, the WWE seems to have this thing where they put it all down on paper and it looks good to them, but they have this habit of, you know, throwing themselves into a brick wall repeatedly. Because who's next for Cody? If he does win against Roman Reigns, I'm sure you're going to have a return match, obviously, but what's next after that? I mean, the dude has beat Seth Rollins three times out of the matches he wrestled him. Yeah, Seth Rollins is not beat him. And as for his next opponent after that, who's it going to be? Brock Lesnar? Oh, my. Yeah, so I just think that that's a brick wall, and the bloodline is so. Let me tell you what, I may be one of the biggest marks for. I can't wait to watch SmackDown tonight because I want to see what they do next with the bloodline. I've been waiting for it the whole week, as I'm sure as you guys all have too. And I'm literally I can't wait until 8 o'clock tonight. You know, throw on SmackDown. I can't wait to see after the ending of the pay-per-view, I want to see what they're going to do next. God, I'm hoping that they don't drop the ball. I'm really hoping they don't. But they certainly have dropped the ball with Seth Rollins. So I'm hoping they don't make the same mistake.
Yeah, listen, we'll have to wait and see. But again, yeah, I'm looking past WrestleMania. And I'm saying if Roman Reigns retains in any way, shape, or form, there's not a whole lot of people left for him either. But at least you still have the bloodline looking strong. Let's say Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn win the tag team titles, which I assume they will. And let's say Cody Rhodes wins the Universal Championship, which I assume he will. That's the end of your biggest storyline, the bloodline? That's the end of something that has brought you the most ratings. That's the end of something that people have called the best storyline of all time. What storyline do you pick up with now? Cody Rhodes. Okay, well, what storyline does Cody have? Every storyline with Cody Rhodes is the same. He comes out with his hat in his hand and says, poor me, I'm down in the dumps, but I'll win. I'll come through in a pinch for you guys. That gets old. That gets old. That's why the storyline with the bloodline was so unique. It was different. It had a life of its own. And if you're going to end it, which looks like they're going to, you better have something in the works. And I don't see anything involving Cody Rhodes that's going to grab the audience like the bloodline. I don't see it. I just don't. So I hope that the WWE understands that if you're going to destroy the gimmick and the storyline that has brought you the most ratings and the most attention, you better have something really hot waiting to back it up. Roman Reigns and the bloodline can go on without championships, but they don't have the same. You want to talk about people who need the belts to be what they are, that's the bloodline. They have to. Otherwise, they have no bragging rights. Now, you could flip the bloodline face. That would probably work, but then if the bloodline is face, you're going to have Roman Reigns go after Cody Rhodes still? And Roman Reigns is now popular and the bloodline are all faces. And what about Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens? You're going to have the Usos go back after them as faces? That doesn't make any sense. So it's a very difficult thing, Mike. I don't know where they go from here if they crown Cody Rhodes champion at WrestleMania.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And, I mean, yeah, you could crown him champion and eventually have him face Brock Lesnar. And Brock Lesnar is better as a heel than a face. There's no doubt, you know. So that could happen, but barring that, let's say that happens. Let's say he beats Roman, and then he goes on, and the next thing he does is face Brock Lesnar. And what if he beats Brock Lesnar? Then what?
Well, see, I'm not even getting there because I have no interest in Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. There's nothing in Cody Rhodes that makes me think he's beating Brock Lesnar. And here's what we got to understand about Cody. In AEW, Cody got old quick. For a while, every time he stuck his head out the curtain, it was Cody, Cody, right? Just like we're seeing in WWE, same thing. Fans loved him. They were eating it up. And then just as quick, all of a sudden, it was like, okay, we're tired of this guy. Okay, his shtick has gotten old. We don't like it anymore. And I started booing him. Now, you got to understand that right now, Cody Rhodes has gotten that big rub because, A, he came from AEW, and that was a huge surprise. Oh, my God, a big defection from AEW. That's a big, huge surprise and a welcome home. And he got a big pop. Then he got hurt. Wrestled hurt, which gave him some respect, and the fans gave him a big pop for coming back after an injury. But what happens when that fades? What happens if he never got injured? If Cody Rhodes never got injured, maybe he wouldn't even be up for this WrestleMania match. Maybe he wouldn't even won the Royal Rumble because maybe by now the fans would already have been tired of him, Todd, and you're not going to get a guy that the fans are about as your top guy for WrestleMania.
Oh, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, when Cody Rhodes was in the AEW, his gimmick got stale there. and fans were starting to boo him when he was in AEW.
Yep.
And so, Mike, what would have happened if he didn't get injured? If he didn't get injured, how do we know that Cody Rhodes wouldn't have already worn out his welcome? Cody Rhodes has benefited from two things. People are saying, oh, listen to the fans, pop. Yeah. They popped because he came over from AEW. That was good for a month's worth of pops, and then he got injured. He wrestled injured, which gave him a lot of respect, and so when he come back, of course he's going to get the hero's welcome pop. But what happens if he never got injured? Would he still be getting this type of reception? Because I'm guessing the answer is no.
The answer is probably no. And look, we can even go back to before. I mean, remember he was getting pop when he was Stardust and he didn't want to do it? Now, granted, he probably saw what I saw at the time is they were basically writing that character in a wall, and he saw no way forward in that character, but he was getting a pop in that character, you know, and maybe if they'd found a way to write better stuff for him and stuff, but then again, if they did that, who's to say that Stardust character wouldn't have gotten old as well? So it might not just be the characters he plays. It might just be him. You know, he's not his dad. He's not his brother.
No, you're right. He's not. You're absolutely right. And I have said from day one about Cody Rhodes, there's something about him, and I don't know what it is, because, again, having met him live and talked to him live, one of the nicest guys you'll want to meet. But when he's in a wrestling ring and he's doing his Cody Rhodes wrestler thing, there's something about him that just seems smarmy, disingenuous, and heelish. I don't know why. He says all the right things. I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for my dad. I've come back from bad this and that. And you just keep thinking to yourself, God, he's a used car salesman. I don't know why. I haven't been able to pinpoint it, and maybe that's just me. But there's something about Cody Rhodes to me that just feels heelish. And it's almost like he's too goody-goody a good guy. And you're just like, yeah, 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 already. Yeah, yeah, with the baby face stuff already. And that's why it gets old quick, I think, Tom, because it's almost corny.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Like, his shtick with the fans, I'm going to do this for you guys. It's almost like the... I'm going to win one for the Dipper. Oh, my God. Cut it out. If Cody had not gotten injured, I think a good match for Cody at this point, if he had not gotten injured, yes, the fans would have been sick of him already, I'm sure. Probably come October, they would have been sick of him. Be a good match for Cody at WrestleMania. How about Logan Paul? Put Logan Paul in there with Cody. How about put Logan Paul in there with Ricochet? That would be a good match.
That's what I thought they might do.
And
you know, you made a good point. If they put Logan Paul in there with Ricochet for an opening match or a pre-show match or whatever, I'd say that sounds okay. To put Seth Rollins in there, you're going to give Cody Rhodes the main event of WrestleMania, and Seth Rollins is going to fight Logan Paul, a reality. He's not even a reality. He's a blog show guy. He's a great athlete, and he surprised the hell out of me of how good he can wrestle. But he's not an important figure, so Seth Rollins beats him. And you say, okay, well, yeah, Seth Rollins beat him. So what? So did Roman. And? So what is the big deal in this match? That's the problem. If Seth Rollins wins, he's no better off than he ever was. If he loses, he's worse off than he was because you say, oh, my God, he couldn't even beat Logan Paul. That's the issue. I don't see this helping Seth Rollins. How is this helping Seth Rollins' career in any way, shape, or form? He's even if he wins, and he's hit the shitter if he loses. So it's a no-win situation for Seth Rollins. I don't like it. I don't like it. I would have much rather seen a three-way dance for the Universal Championship. Cody, Seth, and Roman. The reason you wouldn't see it is because they are afraid it will destroy Cody. And this is my point. If you are so nervous that another guy could take away all of one of your guys' pop, how long is that pop going to last? If it's so easily taken away, why are you bothering to push it then? See what happens in 3 months. If Cody's still riding a wave of popularity in 3 months, fine. Put him straight to the top. But how long has Cody Rhodes actually wrestled for the WWE? He wrestled a few matches and was out. Come back at the Royal Rumble. So it's not like he's worn his welcome out yet. I don't think he's had 5 matches. So, of course, he hasn't worn his welcome out yet, but it's a long way to April. And I'm already here, and I naturally had to go over Finn Balor. You have to bury Balor. Here we go. What's going to happen if the fans decide they're going to root for Roman? Maybe his heat's going to die down a little bit. After what he did to Sammy, the heat was very high. But it's a long way to April, so I don't know. His heat could die down. Then what? You had to use Sami Zayn to get the proper heat to make Cody Rhodes popular. You shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to listen to fans say, I would rather see Sami Zayn versus, to me, the WrestleMania match should have been Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns, and you should have had Cody and him at the Elimination Chamber with Sami maybe interfering or something. It's very hard to argue. It's very hard to argue because at least Sammy is popular on his own now. He's popular for his own actions. I'm not sure Cody's popular for his own actions other than he got inadvertently hurt and gutted it out and wrestled through an injury. But I don't know how far that's going to take him with fans. It didn't take him long in AEW to start booing him. And in WWE, he never was a top guy because they were saying he lacked a personality. And what I'm seeing from Cody is the same exact interview every single time he comes out. It's the exact same, let me do a little nostalgia about the past and my family. Let me do a little about how I overcame obstacles. Let me do a little bit of how I love the sport and I do it for the fans. It's the same exact thing every single time, and it gets old. So I don't know, Mike. I mean, we'll see what ends up happening, but it wouldn't surprise me if by the time we got to WrestleMania, if Cody wasn't half as popular as he is now.
It wouldn't surprise me either, and that's the thing. And look, we know that that tag team of Sami Zayn and Zayn and Owens are going to be very popular. We know that. We know that. Sami's going to be popular on his own, and, you know, Even though he was doing some kind of heelish type things, I mean, Kevin Owens has that feel of a Stone Cold Steve Austin. All right? So, and Stone Cold has been popular for how long? I mean, look, even when Dustin was there as Goldust, his popularity, he was a heel, then he was a popular heel. Then he was a face, and a very popular face. And when he was popular face, his popularity never really waned until he left, you know? And like I said...
Yeah, see, the thing with Cody is I've always seen him as, at his best, he would be one of the lesser champions. If you wanted to tell me you wanted to work a program with Cody Rhodes being the American Nightmare against Gunther, who was saying, you know, all these American athletes don't measure up to me, I could see that working. I could see that working. I could see Cody coming in saying, you know, Gunther thinks this or that. He thinks all this is entertainment. Well, yeah. And you could even have Gunther bring up, what was your father? Your father was an entertainer. He wasn't a wrestler. He shamed the ring every time he got in and did little stupid dances and wore polka dots and made a fool out of himself for money. That's not what I do. I think you could have worked a great program with him and Gunther. With Cody saying, I love my dad, but I'm not my dad. And if you think I'm not a real athlete, and you think that I don't take this seriously, you're in for a hard night. I really think they could have had something there. But not against Roman Reigns. I just don't buy Cody Rhodes against Roman Reigns. I just don't. That would have been Cody's spot, I think, Tom. And I think it would have been a much better spot in the long run.
That would have certainly been interesting with Gunther and Cody. The whole thing with Gunther, I was praying that it wouldn't be Brock Lesnar, even though that's, at the Rumble, the fans went nuts when they faced off. I'm even kind of lukewarm on the three-way dance, even though it's going to be a hard-hitting, brutal match. Man, would I love to see Rusev come back at WrestleMania and face Gunther. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I mean, you could do it, but then again, if Gunther's doing the anti-American thing, do you want a Bulgarian coming back? I think you could have worked a great program. There's so much that Gunther could have said about Cody. Like I said, he could have told him, your dad, you know, you're an offshoot of your father, and your father was an entertainer. He danced for the fans. He was a performer. He wasn't a wrestler. And you call yourself the American Nightmare. Well, you know, ever since I've come to America and wrestled all these people, you're right. They've all been nightmares. They don't know how to wrestle. They know how to entertain, and they know how to be clowns. I'm not a clown. I think you could have really got down and dirty with that. Instead, we're going to have him say, well, my family and your family are like two royal families. No, they're not. No, they're not. You had Dusty, you, and Dustin. The legacy of the Anoa'i family is how many people? A dozen? More than a dozen? Not the same. You can't convince the fans that's the same. It's not the same. And if you're going to play that, it's just not going to work. That's just not going to work. It's not a good enough storyline. You blew the big storyline because it was the Sami Zayn storyline is the biggest storyline you had. And now anything that you try to compare it to is going to seem minimal compared to it. That's the problem. Now, they're going to go into the Elimination Chamber, and they're going to try to give Roman Reigns all the heat they possibly can by having him beat the living hell out of Sami in his hometown. And probably have Cody come in to make the save or something at some point. But at the end of the day, if you got to keep propping him up and propping him up so the fans will cheer him. If you got to keep giving him the primo spot so that he stays at least reasonably warm, how long is it going to last? You going to keep doing that? So then he faces Roman Reigns and wins, and then what? That's the problem. Any storyline you have past this bloodline storyline is going to be tough. And if you're expecting Cody to pull it off, I don't see it. I think Kevin Owens would pull it off better than Cody. I really do. But I guess the WWE doesn't. As far as the people who ask me, what about Sami? Couldn't he just win? The WWE and me agree on one thing. Sami Zayn is not your main guy. He's just not. He's great on the mic. He's good in the ring. He's not your main guy. Not a main eventer. He's not a guy who's going to be going around with a championship belt representing your company. He's just not. He can be the most entertaining guy. That doesn't mean he's going to be the guy. And he's not the guy. But I don't know if Cody is either. Roman's left big shoes to fill. Really big shoes to fill. And then you're going to tell me that Cody Rhodes, who was a mid-carder at best in the WWE and was labeled as a kid who was good in the ring but didn't have much of a personality, started his own wrestling company, and that even backfired and the fans turned on him, is going to be your face of your company. I don't know, Todd. That's a hard sell to me.
Absolutely right there. Like you said, with Cody Rhodes and everything, it will backfire on him. He keeps going, talking about his family and everything. He's going to probably end up keep going like this, and it's going to backfire.
And the closest guy you've got right now that can keep this thing going is Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is popular enough. Seth Rollins is popular enough to be your top guy, and fans saying that's cool with me. I don't see anybody else, not Brock Lesnar, not Bobby Lashley, not Bray Wyatt. I don't see any of those people being able to carry that belt in the way Roman Reigns did and attract a large audience to watch them do what they do. I don't see it. These other guys can all draw. Bray Wyatt can draw. Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar can draw. But the storylines as champions will never be there. The Roman Reigns storyline as champion made that championship belt feel important, extremely important. And it still feels important. And I don't know anybody else that can carry it other than possibly Seth Rollins that's going to make it feel important. It's a big problem, huge problem. Anyway, folks, we're going to cut our losses here because I think I hear the trucks in the distance anyway, and we're going to lose internet in just a very few minutes. So rather than to just be cut off in mid-sentence, we'll be back here on Sunday with more Wrestle Chat Radio. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Wrestle Chat Radio. Wrestle Chat Radio is a Savage Blade production.